On Tuesday, September 21st, several Cuba-related amendments were introduced in the House that would lift the new regulations recently approved by the Bush administration. Representative Maxine Waters, a Democrat from California, offered an amendment to end restrictions on financing for agricultural and medical sales to Cuba, and Barbara Lee, also a Democrat from California, introduced an amendment to end restrictions on educational exchanges to the island nation. After some debate, both amendments were passed on a voice vote. Representative Jim Davis, Democrat from Florida, introduced an amendment to the Transportation Treasury Appropriation Bill, calling for an end to funding for enforcement of the harsh new travel restrictions on Cuban Americans. The bill passed 225-174. The debate now moves to the conference committee, where many times in the past, these success hopefuls have reached a dead end. However, Representative Charles Rangel, Democrat from New York, passionately called for a complete end to the U.S. embargo against Cuba, which was ultimately defeated by a narrow vote of 225-188. Since the new travel restrictions were passed on June 30th of this year, 14 Cuban Americans got together and formed the Cuban American Commission for Family Rights based in Miami, Florida. I spoke with Alvaro Fernandez, president of the group and producer of Progreso Weekly, an English-Spanish internet magazine, who says that he is determined to go the course to once and for all overturn the almost 45-year-old U.S. embargo against Cuba.
Involved in anything to do with the island nation and very much against the embargo, the freedom as an American citizen to travel to Cuba, to help my family, to visit my family members and friends that I now have on the island. So in every sense of the word, very involved with the Cuba issue, and now for more than a decade.
Can you talk about your reaction to the new OFAC regulations that were mandated in May and basically ratified by the Bush administration, limiting the amount of visits that families can make to Cuba and the amount of monetary donations?
My reaction was one of outrage, and as somebody who grew up in this country, just feels very un-American because it's a policy and politics that all it does is divide the Cuban family even more. You know, after 40 years of division, along comes the president of the United States, amazingly, and applies a policy that says, well, we're going to solve the Cuba problem by dividing the Cuba family even more. And the result has been this commission that was started right at the same time in May, and as a result of these cruel measures, because they are cruel and un-American. Interestingly enough, though, a few nights back, the Jim Davis amendment passed overwhelmingly, and I believe it basically, just another signal, and this has been happening now for a few years, where, the Congress of this the United States is trying to tell the president, hey, enough of this. This is ridiculous. And the administration and the president are basically not listening. I as far as the Davis, I was very happy about, because it was definitely a victory, not the kind of victory I want, but I'll take it anyway right now, because Davis Amendment basically says, we go back to the way it was before June 30th. In my opinion, the freedom to travel to Cuba, the freedom to help my family in Cuba is, should not be limited to one time a year and, so many dollars and stuff. If I want to help my aunt or my friend or any member of a family member in Cuba, I should be allowed to do so and visit them as often as I want.
Alvaro Fernandez, eliminating the effects these new restrictions would have on your family, do you still believe that the embargo should in itself be totally lifted?
Most definitely. Totally against the embargo. But I'm also, I've been involved in politics for many years. And so I am a practical person. So I'm willing to do it, a little bit at a time. But most definitely our goal and our aim is to get rid of an embargo that has never worked and is the wrong policy for this country with Cuba.
Just to go back to Tuesday, again, there were three other amendments that were introduced, and that was one by Senator Waters to end the agricultural restrictions. Mm-hmm. Also one by Senator Leed and the enforcement of study restrictions, and one by Senator Rangel, Representative Rangel, and that was, of course, to end the embargo altogether. that was defeated 225 to 188. It is a clear defeat, but yet it's one of the closest votes in recent history regarding that. Do you want to comment on that?
I still see it as, you know, 225-188. It is close. And like I said, you know, this embargo, at this time anyway, will not be eliminated just like that. At the right time, we'll go after the whole shebang. But, you know, right now, we'll take what we can get. And when it comes to family, you've got to put politics aside. Any American citizen, any citizen of the world, in my opinion, you know, when it comes to family, that is priority number one.
One interesting aspect here, I think, is that there is a growing Republican support for ending the embargo. And there is also more Cuban Americans in the Miami area that are on the side of ending the embargo. However, with the upcoming election, there also seems to be more partisan pressure against those who have supported ending the embargo. How would you explain that?
Well, the partisan pressure will always come about, you know, especially on election year with the president, you know, up for re-election. But at the same time, you know, I think we can take it a step back here and look at it as a whoever gave the Bush administration advice on these family measures as a policy or his politics on Cuba gave him very bad advice. And it is, you know, you can see it every day now in the streets of Miami, people arguing, because even many heavy-duty anti-Castroites in this area who are saying, yeah, but I have family members or my mother or my father, and they're telling me that I can only see her or him or my brother or my friend once every 3 years. And other people who are very upset because, you know, this administration had the gall to, you know, actually define who, you know, important family members are. You know, excluding people like your aunt and cousins who, you know, in our case, many of us grew up with our cousins. Many of us were raised by our aunt. So it has backfired on the president. I believe it has backfired. And it, you will see the results of this in November.
Also, the getting back to the amendment that was introduced by Congresswoman Barbara Lee that was approved, and we should probably state that in terms of the foreign study, this is particularly directed towards students that are studying at the Latin American Medical School in Havana, where
right.
tuition is totally free. Would you
That's
talk
right.
about that?
First of all, it's all about the, you know, that the politics of people to people, which I think is always positive. You know, when our, you know, people from the United States meet with people from Cuba. But, you know, take it even one step. You know, what Cuba is doing in this case is allowing students, and many from the United States, to study for medicine in Cuba for free. Many people who would never, ever be able to afford to do that here in the United States. So, you know, here again, it's policy, you know, which makes no sense, and it's all, you know, based on hatred and things that are, in the end, nonsensical.
Well, Representative Flake, for 4 years, actually introduced an annual amendment that he chose not to bring up again this year,
mm-hmm.
Actually citing an election year environment that is too partisan, so he actually withdrew that. Do you want to talk about that?
I assure you, yeah. There's people putting the heat on, you know, without a doubt. And, you know, we'll see him maybe next year. He'll bring it back. There won't be a presidential election. And I know Lincoln Diaz-Balart, Mario Diaz-Balart, were terribly upset, you know, and said it publicly. And for the first time, amazingly, Bob Menendez, Cuban Democrat from New Jersey, voted for the Davis Amendment. And we also had a vote, which has never happened, too, another first, from Kendrick Meek, congressman from Miami.
Well, Lincoln Diaz-Balart, representative from Florida,
yeah.
has actually called for the assassination of Fidel Castro, calling it a humanitarian act if that were to take place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear where he stands. It's clear where the group stands and the pressure that they began on President Bush early in the year,
right.
saying that if he didn't come through with actions on his words of creating even more restrictions against Cuba, that they will not only not give him money, but not give him a vote as well. Clearly, a few years ago, that carried some real clout. What clout do you think it carries now at this point?
They still carry clout, without a doubt, in the sense of there's plenty of money going into the political campaigns and also votes. But, you know, you look at the polls, and Bush's support has eroded from 2000 to at this time. And we, you know, through the Willie Velasquez Institute in July did a poll that showed his support eroding from 82% in 2000 to 66% in the Cuban community at the present time. It's gone up after the convention to, I believe, Ben Dixon did a recent poll that said it was at around 70-72%. But, you know, an election in Florida that may come to be as close or closer than the one in 2000, 10 percentage points is a huge number of votes. You know, we're talking between 20 and 30,000 votes. So, you know, their support in this community has eroded and will continue to erode. And things like the family measures only help to erode it even more. As a member of the Cuban American Commission for Family Rights, we will continue fighting for this, and we call it a noble cause. This is not a political cause. It's our families. It's the Cuban family. And like I have said, you know, too long now, we've been divided, and we are outraged, incensed, and every other adjective you can think of that an American president would stoop so low as to divide the family as his politics just to win an election.
So generally speaking, you would say that you're pleased with the minor gains that were made on the floor of the House this week, but there's still a long way to go to ending the embargo.
There's still a long way to go, a lot of work to do, but, you know, we're staying here and we will continue working because, as I said, this is a noble cause.
At press time, none of the representatives supporting the Cuba amendments were available for comment or interview. For more information, visit the website www.lawg.org. For Cuba in Focus, I'm Denise Manzari.